Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
As the summer draws to a close, our thoughts turn back to heading to school, and certainly that's something we are looking for with great anticipation, I'm sure. Whether you're heading back to high school or starting the next leg of your college studies, you want to make sure you get the best academic experience possible. Today on Spartan Life Radio, we're talking about Norfolk State's Honors College and its dean, Dr. Paige Laws. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cotter, your host. Got a question about today's topic? Hit us up at 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to speak to our guest. Just want to listen in? Just dial the number. We're going to take a break, so stay right where you are. We'll be back in a minute.
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S. In 2011, there were more than 65,000 cases of melanoma, the most deadly form of skin cancer. Melanoma can spread to other parts of the body and causes over 9,000 deaths every year. It can be caused by too much exposure to ultraviolet rays from the sun or other sources, such as indoor tanning. Effective community skin cancer prevention programs could prevent an estimated 21,000 cases of melanoma and save $250 million each year by 2030. Everyone can help prevent skin cancer. You can protect yourself and your children, encourage your community to increase shade in public areas, and help support employers as they protect workers from the sun. There are many low-cost and easy ways to help your entire community be sun-safe. To learn more about sun safety and skin protection, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Thanks for hanging in there with us. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio, coming to you live from Norfolk State University. On this episode of Spartan Life Radio, we're talking to the dean of NSU's Honors College in the studio. The Honors College provides its students with challenging courses, spirited debate, international study opportunities, and research projects. If you're a high achiever looking for a rigorous academic program, the Honors College may be for you. If you have questions or want to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-347-850-8515. Dr. Paige Laws is a professor of English and dean of the Honors College at Norfolk State University, where she has taught since 1987. She writes about film and theater, Africana studies, film adaptations, and cultural studies. Laws received her BA from Wellesley College and her master's degree and PhD in comparative literature from Yale University. Dr. Laws, I'd like to welcome you to Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. It's a delight to talk to you, my old friend and my colleague, and even my former office mate.
Yes, I'm going to get to that in a little bit because we certainly go back a piece, don't we?
We go way back, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Listeners, if you'd like to join the discussion or if you have a question, please call us at area code 347-850-8515. Press 1 again on your telephone keypad if you want to talk to our guest. Listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life, or you can also listen by cell phone or other mobile device. Well, Paige, let's get started. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the history of the Honors College, specifically when it was widely known as a program. And since you mentioned this at the top of the show, that you and I used to share an office, and I remember the genesis of the Honors program at that time when it was just an idea. Can you just take us back a little bit and tell us a little bit about the history of the Honors Program as it morphs into the Honors College and what your vision was?
Sure. Michael, the DeMemus Program at Norfolk State is actually the big brother of the Honors Program. DeMemus is an acronym, as you know, but I want to tell our listeners it stands for the DeSortes National Institute for Mathematics and Applied Science. And that was a science program for the sciences, an honors program for the science students. And they felt we needed something to cover the rest of the majors. And the Honors College kind of came into being slowly but surely over time. I became director in 1993. There had been sort of an interruption in the progress, and there had been no director for several years. So those things come and go at a university. It's just like any other organization. But in 1993, we were able to get some external funding from the Parsons Foundation in Norfolk, and that helped us get an actual office in the library. We were in the old library then, now we're in the new library. And it helped us with our programming and getting things going in an exciting way. So that's pretty much how the Honors Program came into being. Then in 2008, we became an Honors College. An Honors College is just kind of bigger and better than an Honors Program.
Mm-hmm.
And as we'll discuss later, we have three different tracks now within the Honors College.
Okay, and we're going to talk about those in a little bit. But tell me initially, Paige, what was your vision at that time for the Honors Program? What did you envision?
Well, Michael, I've always liked the idea of the Honors Program, or now college, as a catalyst for cultural life on campus, and academic life on campus, something that would spark partnerships and exciting special projects. The idea is to give students something to aim for, something above the normal expectations as students, something to strive for. It's really supposed to be both an incentive and a reward at the same time. You don't want to give students special courses that are so difficult that they become painful, but you do want to challenge students, and that's what honors courses are supposed to do, and give students an opportunity for leadership, give them an opportunity to present individual research, to go to conferences and meet the best students from other schools. So that's sort of what I had in mind, and I hope that's what we have become and will continue to become.
Well, I think we've achieved that in large measure. But, you know, and I'm glad to hear you say what you've just said, because a lot of students coming in, they fear that it's going to be too much of a challenge for them, that the work is rigorous and that they're going to be doing work that's different from their peers, you know, in other programs and who are matriculating at Norfolk State. But this isn't about the difficulty of the work. This is about the opportunities that are presented to the students. Would you say that's correct?
I think that's correct. The courses are a bit harder. They're supposed to be. That's why they say honors on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really that they're taught somewhat differently. There's more responsibility placed on the student to contribute to the class. Honors courses tend to have more group work and individual reports, and just a way to enliven the classroom and raise expectations a bit.
Excellent. Now, compared to NSU's other academic colleges and schools, and I know you said a little bit about this, but what are some of the, what's different about the Honors College by comparison?
Okay. Well, the Honors College is really kind of a way of doing your time at Norfolk State. In other words, we don't have our own faculty. We share faculty with all the other schools and colleges, and we exist as part of the overall structure of the university, but we're also a kind of meta college, a college that stands above the other colleges, not in the sense of prestige or anything, but to have a chance to overview and take the best of each college and relate the colleges to one another. It also helps us get out of our silos when we have something like the Honors College that stands apart from the other colleges. So it does exist in an unusual way. It's a little bit like the School of Extended Learning, in that it's both a service and an academic unit at the same time. So there's really nothing exactly like the Honors College, but we are like Honors Colleges at many other universities.
And you also pull faculty, as you mentioned, from various departments. So we're getting,
exactly.
You know, yeah, there's this collaboration that's going on and programs that are being shared and sponsored through the Honors Program with other departments and schools. So that's a wonderful thing. Let me ask you this. What kind of requirements must students have to be a part of the Honors College? I know some students might be listening to this and they're asking, well, how can I become involved? What do I need to do going forward?
Okay. It depends on where the student is in his or her career. Now, if you're an entering freshman, you have to have a GPA of at least a 3.0, and we hope better than that, and you have to have SATs of 1450. Now, that at first scares people because they think, oh, my goodness, that means I've got to get above a 700 on each course. No, no. What we're saying is that's all three SAT tests together. So that's your writing, your verbal, and your math.
Good.
That has to add up to 1450. And if you happen to take the ACT instead of the SAT, you have to have a 21 to be in the Parsons General Honors Program. Now, DeNemus has separate requirements. They require a 3.3 GPA and a 1500 on the SATs. But many of the things I say will have to do a little bit more with the Parsons General Honors Program, because DeNemus is really an independent unit within Honors College,
right,
since it's the oldest of the programs and is separately funded.
Well, let me ask you this, because now students come in to the university, let's say they come in with a 3.0, 3.2, and we know that things can happen, particularly to our incoming freshmen, and let's say they dip below that 3.0 threshold. What's going to happen to that student who might find himself in that situation?
Okay. We do have a probation system, Mike, that allows students one kind of mess up. It could either, that could be that the 3.0 is missed for one semester, or it could be an infraction that we call events probation, because you are expected when you're in the Honors College to do various events, attend things, and participate with speakers and conferences and things like that.
Right.
So you can only do probation once, and so people are pretty careful about it. And as I say, it's an incentive for students to keep their grades up. I also wanted to mention, Mike, that we take students as transfers, of course, from PCC or any other community college. If students come in as a transfer, they can earn a special Honors College diploma for 18 hours worth of honors work if they're coming in with an associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also take transfers who don't have an associate's degree, but they have to earn the same number as our four-year students, and that's 30 hours worth of honors work for the special diploma. Now, we also take continuing NSU students, so that's kind of our second chance opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the SAT scores when you're an entering freshman, you come to Norfolk State, you do well the first semester or even the second semester, you get up to a 3.0 or above, and at that point, we will drop the SAT requirement. We won't pay attention to that anymore,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just base it on your record at Norfolk State. So lots of students come in using that method, and we're happy to have you no matter how we get you.
I know that's right. I know students are concerned about, you know, making sure that they make the grade, not only because it's in their best interest to do so and to matriculate successfully at Norfolk State, but when you find yourself in an honors college or you find yourself in the De Nemis program, there's an issue of pride. You want to make sure that you're not letting those down who have invested in you and who believe in what you can do. Certainly the parents believe in you, the teachers believe in you, the coordinators believe in you, but it's also about what you do for yourself and if you can actually measure up. And a lot of these young people, they find all kinds of challenges coming in, but again, there's all kinds of help for them, and we have Spartan Success Center. We'll be talking about that in the days to come when we talk to Dr. Eleanor Hoy and the programs that are there to ensure student success. But I want to ask you something. I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, and that was about the Honors College having three elements to it or components to it. What are those, and how do they work?
Okay. Well, we mentioned De Nemis, and the De Nemis program is a fairly tight group of science folks, and they come in, almost all of the De Nemis students come in as entering freshmen
mm-hmm.
and then continue as a cohort through their 4 years. They take a few transfers, but very, very few. So De Nemis is doing its thing, which is a wonderful thing. And we're very, very proud of De Nemis because their graduates go to graduate schools and professional schools at an incredibly high rate. By the time they've graduated from Norfolk State and been out in the world for 3 years, we have about 70% of the Nemis graduates who are in graduate and professional school. So very high achieving students. So the Nemis is for the STEM disciplines. Parsons is the general honors program, and that covers all disciplines. So if you're a biology student and the Nemis slots are all full, then we're happy to have you do the Parsons program. Now, we also have something, the newest of the tracks is called the discipline-specific honors programs, and they've been around for 3 or 4 years, and that is a group of disciplines, majors, that have a special desire to do the capstone course within the department. Everybody else who does Parsons does an interdisciplinary capstone project, the honors seminar.
Mm-hmm.
So the discipline-specific honors programs are in business, physical education and exercise science, health services management, history, interdisciplinary studies, nursing, psychology, social work, and technology. So if a student is in one of those majors and wants to do his or her main research in the major rather than an interdisciplinary work, then he or she would pick that.
Now, is the student working with faculty in his or her specific department to determine what that capstone is going to be, or is that something that comes through the Honors College?
Well, it depends. If you're doing the discipline-specific one, yes, you would
mm-hmm.
very much be working within your own department.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the honors seminar, the interdisciplinary option for your capstone, then you're welcome to work with faculty members outside for advice and consultation. But it's a regular academic course that they take with me. It's a 3-credit course, and they write a 20-page paper, and that's not counting, you know, title page and works
right.
cited and appendices
right.
and so
right.
forth. So it's a lengthy paper, but people have been surviving that course for years. You'd be surprised.
Well, we hear all kinds of stories, but we know that they are doing well in those courses.
They are. And
absolutely.
I'm very proud of the students who do that seminar. And actually, when they complete the honors seminar, which is required for everybody in the Parsons General Honors Program, if they want to graduate with a special diploma, when they complete it, they have a new privilege, which is they have the ability to customize courses. And that means they can request that a regular course in any discipline be turned into an honors course just for them.
Oh, I like
you
that.
You only have that privilege if you have already passed the honors seminar. The honors seminar is GST General Studies 345H in the fall or General Studies 445H in the spring.
Have you had many requests for that page?
For customizations, yes. We usually have maybe three or four every semester.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good deal of paperwork involved, but it's not that difficult. Usually the student and the instructor of the course that's to be customized and I kind of get together quickly and usually by phone and discuss some of the enhancements that could be added to the regular course to make it honors. And I certainly don't try to, you know, tell anyone in any discipline other than my own, maybe
mm-hmm.
English, I would give them advice, but
mm-hmm.
Certainly I don't tell a chemistry professor how to make a new chemistry assignment. I just sort of give generic suggestions, this kind of thing. What we encourage particularly in honors courses is that students read the seminal work in a discipline. So if there's some really famous, important foundational work, for instance, if you're in psychology, you know, you certainly are going to read about Freud in a textbook many
sure.
times.
Sure.
But you want, if you're in an honors psychology course, you really should get an opportunity to read Freud directly, you know, read some essays or maybe a whole book by him.
Great.
So that's the idea.
Great. Well, again, that speaks to the objective in having an honors college. I was going to ask you about that. In addition to having international studies, cultural immersion, you know, opportunities for research, we also see that students are expected to immerse themselves in their disciplines and to know something about the discipline, you know, other than just what's being taught to them, but we also want to make sure that they have a true grasp of what it means to be a psychology major or a history major or a political science major. Paige, let's talk a little bit about what makes classes in the Honors College different and about those opportunities for debate in the classroom setting. That's interesting.
Right. Well, a lot of it just comes down to the fact that the courses are smaller and more responsibility is being put on the students, usually to do special things, these
mm-hmm.
special projects. We belong to a state, regional, and two national organizations that hold conferences so that we take students to present their research at, say, the National Association of African American Honors Programs. So we will be going to, I think the next one is in Nashville, and the entire GST class, I hope, will be presenting their work from the seminar as part of that national conference. So that makes the whole course, you know, a very different undertaking when you know you have that big event coming up.
Absolutely.
A lot of work goes into preparing for that, and then that topic is frequently expanded into the topic that the student writes his or her long paper about.
So these are individually presented papers, not panel discussions or group papers?
It depends. Mm-hmm. It depends, Mike. Some of them are indeed individual and some are group projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And so, and also when you're dealing with close reading of texts, whether they're, you know, essays in the sciences or works of literature, when you're really looking carefully at the way things are written and paying attention to your own writing, that leads to a certain amount of question and answer and debate and critical thinking. And that's, you know, we do have a formal debate in the IUL 101 honors course. That happens to be on leadership. And so we end up debating various issues that come with leadership, both historical leaders and contemporary leaders. But debate can be formal or it can be informal. And a lot of the time, it's just the nature of the class discussions that we get into it. What's fun.
I love that.
Yeah,
in fact, I do that in my own classes, and I tell my students all the time, it is better to debate a question without having it settled than to settle the question without having it debated. So
absolutely,
that's our approach.
Yes. And the honors courses are exactly that. We hope that they're just really good college courses, that they're courses that give you something a little bit more challenging to push you along and make you reach forward for something that you may not have thought you could do before. And that's the whole idea, to push you, little kick in the pants, but also, you know, a pulling forward, a force that is trying to get you to strive. And that's exactly the whole idea. You got it.
I understand. Listen, sometimes it's a carrot, sometimes it's a stick, and sometimes it's the good old boot. We understand how that works.
Yes.
Paige, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. What kind of extracurricular activities might an Honors College student be involved in?
Okay. Well, we have a whole system of points that you earn. And that sounds intimidating, and it's not in the least bit. We, in effect, issue a long, long calendar of events at the university and at places outside the university.
Mm-hmm.
And we assign point values to things somewhat arbitrarily because I'm the one doing it. But we say, okay, here are all these speakers. Let's make this speaker worth 10 points, and because that's a major New Lyceum speaker, you know, major speaker, 10 points. Go to this film. That's going to be 8 points. Honors Cafe, which happens every Tuesday at 4:30. That's our regular weekly meeting that students can come to. That's going to always be worth 5 points. So we ask that students earn 50 points in a semester, which is very, very easy to do. And then to give a little extra incentive, we say if they earn 75 points, they can get an Honors College cardigan, the much-desired cardigan. So, again, it works, and these events are speakers, films, as I mentioned, plays. We love drama. We love, you know, NSU theater. We give wonderful credit for that, things that the NSU choir does. So anything like that on campus, we're going to encourage our students to go. Whether we're actually producing it ourselves or just partnering with other people. We also let students go to things in the community, for instance, plays at the Virginia Stage Company and operas at Virginia Opera. And those are a lot of fun. Students sign up particularly for those because, you know, we have to buy tickets.
That's
Honors College pays for it, and that's the most popular feature about it, that you're getting to go to something that would cost you big bucks without this free ticket.
Well, I have been the beneficiary of your generosity through the Honors College. I've attended several events with students. It's a wonderful opportunity for exposure for those students. They get this immersion that they otherwise might not get, or they get exposed to something that they never knew about. And it's life transformation for them when you see what happens as a result of having had that experience. It's just been a great, great feature of the Honors College.
Thank you, Michael. It's something that we're very proud of, and we're kind of known for it, to
mm-hmm.
tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're known to particularly emphasize the extracurricular and co-curricular events. And that's something that, I mean, you don't have to like opera necessarily, you know, even after you've seen it. But at least try it. There's no reason not
right.
to try it when you have a free ticket. And, you know, maybe you'll need to see a couple of them, or maybe three operas, and then suddenly you're going to become an opera fan.
That's
or maybe
right.
you'll never be an opera fan. But at least you know what it is to have gone to an opera, and you know the etiquette, and you know the state of mind that's necessary to appreciate opera,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is kind of a different experience altogether compared to film and some other things.
Well, the one that left me kind of reeling was the Flying Dutchman some years ago.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, man,
and
that was...
getting ready. They're going to do that again. It's been so long since you went, Mike. They're going to do Flying Dutchman again. It's coming up this season.
Well, it kind of left me in a dark mood after I watched
yes.
it, but it did not deter me from seeing other operas. So I appreciate the experience. And you know what? It's a little bit of one and a little bit of the other, but it's all about the experience, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned the Honors Cafe, and I just wanted to make sure that some of our listeners understand what that is and where it's located. Where do they go for this Honors Cafe?
Okay. And the world is invited. It's every Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's held over in the Honors College Residence Hall, which is mid-rise.
Good.
So it's in the mid-rise Honors College Residence Hall on our campus, and it's held in a room we call the Junior Commons. And it's usually between maybe 50 and 70 people show up. We have some cookies and some
mm-hmm.
little broccoli stalks, if you're feeling virtuous, you can eat them, and coffee and tea. And we enjoy all kinds of different programs. They usually have some kind of academic content, but they often lead to discussions in the room. So maybe it'll be a panel on comparing black newspapers with majority newspapers. We did one of those last semester. Maybe it will be something where people debate issues regarding Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That was, surprisingly enough, one of our hottest debates.
Oh.
And our speakers, all of whom happened to be Jewish, were got so excited that the students were amazed at how passionate people can get.
Great.
Even when their views are fairly close, some of the nuances will get people very excited. And so all kinds of different things are presented at those weekly events.
Great.
And I very much encourage people to come. Anything we do on campus, Mike, is open to the community. Anything on the NSU campus, unless it's an awards dinner or something like that. But any event that we sponsor is open to the public, because that's one of the main parts of our mission, which is to be this catalyst to, you know, enrich the campus. And it's for everybody. That, you know, we're the NSU Honors College. We're not an entity that exists for its own sake. It's for the university.
Well, great. I hope our listeners are paying attention to that. It's a standing invitation. You certainly are welcome anytime we have the Honors Cafe. Certainly would like to have you come participate and simply just to take in what is going on the campus and to enjoy our students as they go through this learning process. And it's always about a learning process. Paige, I have another question for you. Any sneak peek into some of the upcoming cultural activities for fall 2015, or is that something you're waiting to put out there?
Well, I have an inkling of some. Mike, I don't have the whole calendar put together yet, but I know we're the honors seminar topic is frequently kind of a theme for the semester. And for fall semester, we're going to be particularly interested in what we're calling Black Europe. In other words, people of African descent who live in England, France, Germany, Spain, and so forth, and how those communities have adjusted over time. And the reason I decided on this topic is that it's very much in the news, and I know you're aware of it, all these migrants trying to get from Africa across the Mediterranean and just risking their lives to get to Europe. And today's news, there was a story about people in France trying to force their way through the tunnel, that tunnel that the trains use to go underneath the English Channel. So, you know, what is going on when people are risking their lives to get to Europe? And some of these communities, people of color, have been there for centuries.
Yeah.
And we're not as aware of their concerns and so forth. So that will be the topic of our film series for fall. And we know the spring topic for the honors seminar we're calling Black Bard, Bard as in Shakespeare.
Yes.
And we're going to be concentrating on Shakespeare's black characters, most famous, of course, being Othello. And Aaron is a character in Titus Andronicus. But more than that, we'll be talking about great Shakespearean actors of color, Paul Robeson, of course, Ira Aldridge, and great companies of Shakespeare, production companies. Like the African Grove, and there's a whole history of Shakespeare being produced by black actors and directors and producers. There's a history of Shakespeare being produced in Africa. Shakespeare is produced all over the world. He's a universal classic, of course. And this happens to be the 400th anniversary of his death. So there's a good reason to pay attention to Shakespeare in the year 2016. Also, the NSU Theater will be producing a Shakespeare play for the spring semester.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that. Mr. Stockard will be telling us more about that.
Well, I'm just getting all goosebumpy just listening to you talk about it, Paige. This is going to be great. So I hope
psych up everybody.
I hope our students are getting excited about that as well. Listen, we're going to take a short break in our broadcast. Dr. Laws, please stay with us. We'll be right back after these campus announcements.
Okay.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not packed. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan.
make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio, where our focus is all about Norfolk State University. Got a question for our guest? Give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. We're talking to Dr. Paige Laws, the Dean of the Honors College. One more question for you, Paige. Tell us something about the 2015 Undergraduate Research Symposium. You've mentioned that in brief, but can you give us a little bit more specifics?
Sure. Mike, this is our own homegrown conference for honors and everyone who does research. We have been hosting this in cooperation with other groups here on campus for, I guess this will be the third or fourth edition of the Undergraduate Research Symposium. We usually say URS for short. And last year, it was a poster competition. This upcoming year, it may continue to be just posters, or we may go back to both posters and oral presentations. That has not yet been decided. But Dr. Karen Holmes in psychology works on this. Ms. Zenora Spellman in the STARS program works on this. And Honors College is a partner. It's a wonderful chance for students to present their research from their regular classes or from their honors classes. It doesn't matter. Everybody is welcome. And it's held over in the Student Center, usually lasts most of the day, and we have a panel of judges that comes through, and you'll either get a little cash prize or a certificate, depending on whether we have any money to give you. But it's a really positive experience for students and looks wonderful on your resume.
Great.
When you're applying to graduate schools or for jobs. The fact that you have actually presented at a symposium is always impressive.
That's great. And it's an annual event, right?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what students can expect going forward, what they can look forward to? Any ideas?
With specifically about the symposium? Yes. Well, we will put out a call for proposal abstracts. That usually goes out late December, January, and the URS has been held in March, I think, for the past couple of years. So it's definitely something to stay tuned for. This has been a long time custom for the College of Science, Engineering, Technology, and we have expanded it now to the entire university. They even have opportunities for people in the arts to do dance, to do visual arts, music, and so forth. So there are lots of different ways that you can participate. Just stand by to get more information about it.
I like that. I like that. Paige, I'm going to switch gears again a little bit here. I understand you were in Liverpool last month.
I was in June, and it was not just Paige. It was Dr. Cassandra Newby-Alexander, Dr. William Alexander, and Dr. Kay Lewis, all from the history department, were also there with me. And we were presenting at a university called Liverpool Hope University, beautiful place. The conference was held by the Collegium for African American Research, better known as CAR. And that conference went on for 3 or 4 days. And Liverpool is a terrific place. I had no idea it would be as exciting as it was. Very historical place. They have an international museum on slavery And people don't realize how important Liverpool was, unfortunately, to the slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one of the best museums in the world on that topic. That was one reason the conference was held there. And I presented a paper called, I had to write this down because I've already forgotten the title, The Warmth of Other Memories, Reclaiming the Traumas and Triumphs of African America's Great Migration. So it was a presentation that related to The Warmth of Other Suns,
mm-hmm.
which was our Common mm-hmm. Reader program last mm-hmm. summer.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly can see how this is going to feed into some of the discussions that will be taking place on campus this fall and in the spring.
Yes.
When we talk about migration and some of those issues that people are facing coming out of Europe, this is fascinating stuff.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I think it will be. Listen, if you've got a question
so.
For our guests, please give us a call as part of Life Radio, again at 1-347-850-8515. Paige, I believe repetition is always critical for people to get information. So I'm going to ask you again, if you will, and you spelled it out a little bit, but if you could, again, just tell us some of the procedures for applying for admission to the Honors College. I want to make sure that our listeners get that, parents, students. Certainly.
Okay. And I appreciate the chance to repeat it, Mike. It's slightly different for the Nemus and the Parsons program.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for Parsons and discipline-specific. So let's do the Nemus first.
Okay.
If you are in the sciences, the Nemus requires a 3.3 GPA and a 1,500 SAT. Now, when we give these SAT scores, we mean all three tests added together, math, verbal, and writing. So those are the requirements for the Nemus. And the Nemus disciplines are the hard sciences. We're talking about biology, chemistry, mathematics, physics, engineering, computer science, and I hope I didn't miss any. But the hard sciences, it does not include nursing at Norfolk State. Nursing does have a discipline-specific honors program. So that's the Nemus track. The Parsons General Honors Program, you must have, as an entering freshman, at least a 3.0 and at least a 1450 on your SAT. And if you're not able to qualify as an entering freshman, then you get a second chance once you get to Norfolk State and establish your new NSU GPA. We will base our decision just on that. So if you do well first semester or second semester here, we can take new people into their sophomore year. After that, we can't take you because there's not enough time to complete
mm-hmm.
the hours that
mm-hmm.
you need.
Mm-hmm.
The discipline-specific honors programs, as I say, the same requirements as Parsons 3.0 and 1450. Transfer students are also very, very welcome. We have a special deal where students coming in with an associate's degree already in hand can get a special honors college diploma for 18 hours worth of honors work rather than the 30 hours that the four-year students have to earn.
Right.
So there are opportunities for everybody, and there is a separate application that you make. And you can find that very easily by going to the front page of the NSU website and put in a / and honors after that nsu.edu, and you'll go directly to the Honors College front page. You can click and find our application. And we are still taking applications. But the longer you wait, the
That's
less
right.
we have
right.
In scholarship money.
That's absolutely right.
So if you're thinking about it, please make your move.
Great. Thank you for sharing that again. Dr. Laws, we're just about out of time for this episode. I certainly want to thank you again for taking the time out to join us today. And if our listeners want more information about the Honors College, you just received information on just how you can do that. So please make sure that you log into the NSU's webpage, and certainly you can find the specific site for the Honors College. Again, thank you for joining us on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Paige, I have one last thing I want to ask you. Do you have any takeaway messages you'd like to leave with the listening audience?
I think people really need to get over any fear they might have of honors courses. Again, think about why you're here. Some people have a high GPA, and they get fixated on the high GPA as an end in itself. And the high GPA is impressive because it's supposed to reflect what you've learned. So Honors College is an opportunity to learn still more. And we really want you to take the challenge. We say challenge yourself, you challenge the world. And that's very important. That's the mission. That really is. And we want more people to do the Honors College.
Thank you again for sharing that. Listen, join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio on Thursday, August 13th at 1 p.m. for a talk about the Spartan Success Center. Dr. Eleanor Hoy, NSU's retention czar and one of my favorite people, will be on the show. She and her team will talk about the services they provide to ensure student success. If you want to meet someone who is passionate, driven, and genuinely cares about students, just like our own Paige Laws, you don't want to miss this one. For a complete list of Spartan Life Radio topics, please visit blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to this broadcast or others on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. Albert Einstein once said, "The value of a college education is not the learning of many facts, but the training of the mind to think." All of the programs here at NSU are committed to facilitating that objective. I want to thank you again, Dr. Laws, for sharing the mission and vision of the Honors College. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm Michael Cotter, and you have been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.